Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakey. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Anna Law, and I see that there are some charges on my card for something called Top Modern Fitness Trends. I was wondering if you could check into it for me.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code?
11946.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
I'm sorry?
Your first and last name.
Anna Law, L-A-W.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
8 Benita Lane, Hampton Bays, New York, 11946.
All right. Okay, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you take a survey to pick out a Dyson Vacuum 11 to win it through a sweepstakes entry?
A survey, yes.
Okay. So whenever you take that survey, under the terms and conditions, it tells you that when you're putting your information in to win that Dyson Vacuum, it automatically enrolls you into a meal planning app subscription, and it's $49.89. That's why you have that charge on your account.
And then I have another charge now for $59.95, which I just disputed with my bank. I'd like to cancel all of this, please. Clearly, this is a scam.
Well, the charge was declined, so there was you shouldn't have to dispute anything. The charge didn't go through. On the 59, it's showing it was declined.
So, well, the new one is declined, but the $49.99 was not. It went through.
So which one are you saying you disputed?
I disputed the new one, the $59.99, and now I'm trying to find out what that's for.
The 59 is the reoccurring charge for the meal planning app subscription.
For what subscription?
It's a meal planning app. You should have received the email, and if you wanted to set it up, you put your information in just so you could download it.
Yeah, no, is it possible to cancel that at this time?
Oh, yes, I can definitely get it canceled out for you. But like I said, you can check with them because the $59.89, yeah, that's showing it was declined, so you shouldn't have to do anything on that charge.
Okay. And so I'm now canceled and no further recurring charges?
1 second.
You won't believe what this charge is. It was for taking a survey.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I guess it's a small print.
Yeah, but how do you?
One second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
At 7:30? Never answered me.
One second, I'm just getting everything notated on the account for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what I'm working on.
we're a little slow here.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your time.
You're definitely welcome. All right. So I did go ahead and get this canceled out. That will prevent any future billing for you. Like I said, you don't need to file any kind of dispute on that last one. If you did, you can just cancel because it was declined. And then I did refund the $49.89 for you. Just let me know if you want to write the number down.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. All right. It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
Your number is going to be 920.
Okay.
387.
Okay.
299.
Can I read that back to you?
Yes.
C as in Charlie, 920-387-299.
Yes, that is correct.
And this is my confirmation for the cancellation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.